From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a congratulations in Myanmar. Myanmar President Thein Sein has congratulated opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy party for their apparent landslide victory in this week's parliamentary elections. The latest results from the country's election commission show the NLD has claimed 179 out of 216 seats, or more than 80% of the results announced so far for the lower house. A group of more than 60 leaders from Africa and the European Union are meeting Wednesday and Thursday in Malta, trying to bolster their response to the current migration crisis. Federica Mogherini is the EU's head of foreign affairs.
I want to make it very clear. This is about building opportunities for people, protecting people's lives, fighting against criminal networks that exploit people's desperation.
The EU says the summit will focus on addressing the reasons why people are leaving their home countries, better organizing legal migration channels, boosting protections for migrants, battling smugglers, and improving cooperation with African nations on returning people who do not qualify for asylum. Rival al-Shabaab factions fought Wednesday in Somalia. It's the latest sign of a split in the group as to whether it should align with al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. Residents say the violence occurred when a group of al-Shabaab fighters attacked the hideout of a pro-Islamic State faction. Russia is circulating a plan for ending the Syrian war. The plan calls for a new constitution to be drawn up within 18 months, followed by presidential elections in 2017. Syrian opposition groups reject the proposal, saying the plan is aimed at keeping President Bashar al-Assad in power. This is VOA News.